USB to UART converter. Can it be operated from a browser or from an Android device via a USB OTG adapter? Here I will show a unified, multi-platform solution compatible with popular chips such as CH340, FT232, CP2102, etc. I will realize the whole thing in Flutter technology, which will allow me to use a single source code to build a native application for Android, Windows, and a web version running in the Chrome browser, and then test it in practice on several devices. Flutter environment and Dart language. Flutter is a modern framework from Google that allows you to create powerful, cross-platform applications using the Dart language. Its biggest advantage in this project is strong typing and built-in support for asynchronicity, streams, and futures, which is ideal for continuously reading data from the serial port without blocking the user interface. This allows us to create a responsive terminal that behaves identically on phone, PC, and browser, sharing most of the business logic. The USB to UART abstraction layer. The biggest challenge here is the diversity of hardware access. The browser uses the Web Serial API, Android uses the USB Host API, and Windows uses the system libraries. To manage this, I used an abstraction layer interface that hides these differences underneath, providing higher layers of the application with uniform methods such as connect or write. Thanks to Dart's conditional imports mechanism, the compiler automatically selects the appropriate driver depending on which platform we are building the application for. This is what the serial port interface looks like. It is implemented by three separate files depending on the platform. Serial Transport Web.Dart Web uses the native Web Serial API via the package web library. This is a modern browser-based solution that allows direct access to serial ports in Chrome Edge without additional plugins. The code supports JavaScript interop, Dart.js interop, to communicate with the browser API. Serial Transport Desktop.Dart Desktop, Windows, Linux, Mac OS uses the Flutter Lib Serial Port library. This is a wrapper for the C library libserialport, which automatically provides compiled binaries, e.g. serialport.dart for Windows, and supports low-level communication. Serial transport android.dart, Android, uses the USB serial library. This is a fully Java Kotlin implementation running over USB OTG, using the Android USB manager to communicate with devices such as FTDI, CP21X, CH34X, etc. Presentation. Windows X application. Let's start with the simplest one, Windows. The application is compiled to an EXE and opens as a windowed application. The application correctly detects the available COM ports and allows us to select one of them. For a test, I shorted the RX and TX pins to get an echo effect, receiving what I sent. Presentation, web application in Chrome. In Chrome and other supported browsers, it is slightly different. There, the serial port is selected by a mechanism from the browser. The rest is unchanged, the business logic is the same, and the echo test gives the correct result. Presentation, APK Android application. For this you will need an OTG adapter. This is because normally the phone is in the role of a USB device and not a host. Such an adapter has USB-C on one side and a typical USB female A socket on the other. The phone asks for permission for device connections, and you have to manually allocate them. The rest without problems. Communication works. Summary. One program, multiple platforms. I will be using this approach from now on. It all looks very promising, although I haven't yet checked what the stability of the communication is like, and only then will I make a final decision. I'm considering whether to port our Electrode Flasher to this platform. What do you think? At Divadio. At Datamiraz. At Insmod, at Max4Electroda. Have you used USB to UART converters, e.g. from a browser or from Android? I attach the full Flutter project.